time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another opportunity to learn more about the ever-changing real estate market locally and beyond. Shane Mast on with us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So we haven't talked for a couple weeks. Talk about what's been going on since we last spoke.
Oh, man, it's been crazy. Crazy good. All kinds of things changing. With 2 weeks gone, I'm probably not going to get to it all today, but I'll try. So we had a record number of pendings in the last week. And if people have been following, our pendings have been way down, meaning a seller hasn't accepted an offer on a property. In the last 7 days, there's been 50 pending properties in Douglas County. Buyers are calling. Probably four or five, we're getting four or five new buyers a day at our company right now. A lot of things have happened to make that possible. And probably the number one thing is our market has peaked out on sale price. So when the stats came out for July, if you remember 2 weeks ago, I was predicting about a 1% increase in sale price. And it did come up to about 1.5%. So the average sale price in July in Douglas County was $371,000, highest ever. But what you got to remember is sale prices is a lagging indicator of your market. So $371,000 average sale price in July means those houses went pending in early June and May. So your sale price in July is a snapshot of your market in May and June. So that's why. And I'm seeing people still posting when they see the stats that, see, prices aren't going down. But that, like I said, that's a lagging indicator. If you want to know where prices really are, you got to look at the pending properties that haven't closed yet. And if you look at those, we have 212 pending properties in Douglas County. The average list price of those, this is kind of a staggering number compared to 371. The average pending list price is $355,000 right now.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah, that's about a 5 to 6% decrease is what we're going to see in average sale price when the August numbers come out. Unless in the next 12 days a bunch of $400,000 properties go pending, I don't see it happen. I'd be against what's been happening since July. So It's great news for buyers, and buyers are finally coming out. Rates have kind of stabilized. We've been talking about them being in the 5 to 5.5 range now for over a month, and they're still there. And I think buyers are learning that they're buying their rate down even further with points, like we discussed last time, getting the seller to help pay for those points sometimes to get their rate down. And buyers are going out there; they have choice, and it's a great time to be a buyer in Douglas County. I haven't said that in a while.
So if you are interested in buying and you're beginning to look around, what kinds mm-hmm. of things should you consider in terms of figuring out what price range you want to be in and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, those are things that we talk to buyers about every single day. I said we're getting, 5, 6, sometimes 4 buyers every day calling. And when I say buyers, it means somebody interested in buying. Some of them aren't ready to buy yet, which is totally fine. We love to talk to people. Hook them. Step one, to answer your question, would be to go to a lender and find out if you qualify for a loan at this point. I had one yesterday, talked to a lender, ended up that they had some bills and collections totaling about $7,000. And they also had a maxed out credit card of like $4,000. So they're about $11,000 from being able to buy a house. But they didn't know that until they called. So they're on a plan now. They can save about put about $300 to that a month currently. So probably another year and a half maybe before they can actually buy. But they now know that. And, they might sell something, do something to be able to buy right now. But you don't know unless you go and talk to a lender and find out what you qualify for. After you qualify for a loan, then you got to figure out how much you're comfortable actually spending. So if you remember a couple weeks ago, I had a young man come in. He was qualified at $270,000, but he wasn't really wanting that payment. He was looking for 270 houses until he found out how much the monthly payment, wasn't quite comfortable. We got him under contract since then for $239,000, and he's very comfortable with the payment. I can't remember the last time when I had a $239,000 buyer and we got him under contract in less than a week. I mean, it's a great time. There's lots of properties out there, and he loves the house. It's close to his work. It's going to save him on gas money, and he owns his house. He's no longer in the rent race, and the saying goes is you're always buying a house. It's either yours or your landlord's, and he's now going to be paying it for his own house. He's super excited. He worked on his credit to get to where he's at today. It was about a two-year process. As soon as he got pre-qualified, boom, and he kind of hit it right, because if he was pre-called a year ago, it would have been much more difficult to get him in that lower price range.
Well, it is the biggest investment most people ever make, and it's worth a lot of effort to be able to do it.
Yeah, it is. It's a big process. You really want to be working with professionals, and not professionals that know just enough to get it done, but you want somebody that really studies the market, especially this market. It's First American calling. I'll call them back. To me, it's fascinating, exciting, and I surround myself with people that also are kind of like real estate nerds that love this stuff. And there's lots of them out there, at every company. I feel like most of our company is, we just train like ridiculous amounts, over four trainings a week now. And we love it. We like to do it. We talk about all kinds of stuff at our meetings, and we talk about these types of scenarios as well and share. I'm learning from other agents. They're learning from me. And it's just it's a great time to be in the business, and it's a great time to be looking for a house to buy. The other thing we're getting an uptick in is investors. So we just started an investor monthly meeting where people that are real estate investors or want to become real estate investors. And I'll announce that more a little bit later. But we had our first meeting, had about 30 people, and it was going great until the power went out from that lightning storm. But it was a great first meeting, and we talked about how real estate investing can really change your financial trajectory in life.
Wow, a lot of great options there. And as we get close to the school year, are you still seeing folks out there trying to get a home purchased, or at least get the process going before school begins?
Yeah, I think people probably missed the boat on that one. If you go pending today, you're probably not closing until late September, unless you're in college. That starts a little later. But no, that ship's kind of sailed. And because the rates kind of peaked out in mid-June, it really hurt the people that were trying to get in before school. So this bump we had, this is kind of unprecedented for our best week of the year to be mid-August. Like that should be May and June, but our rates were so high, prices were so high, that those were really low numbers when it came to getting houses under contract. So we're having, I guess, kind of an Indian summer of real estate, where the end of summer that's supposed to be slowing down is actually picking up.
Wow. So if people want to find out more information about your company, about the local market, and get the professional help before they make a big investment or before they sell the investment they own, talk about getting connected with you.
Absolutely. If you got a great realtor, contact your realtor. If you don't, we got plenty of them at Oregon Life Homes. Just Google Oregon Life Homes or call us at 541-391-4945.
And talk about your location.
Oh, we are... By the time we talk next week, we will be moving into our location downtown on 603 Southeast Jackson. We're still at the location there on Garden Valley, but within 2 weeks, we will be at our new location. Oh, and I know we're running out of time, but Music in the Vines started last night. So it's something that both you guys and us are sponsoring. And next Thursday, 5:30 at Melrose Vineyards, Music in the Vines is going to have the local legend, Neil Gregory Johnson, playing. If you'd like to get on the guest list, also call us at Oregon Life Homes. Google us, call us at 391-4945, and we'll get you on the guest list. It's a great time, great food, and great music.
All right. Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
8:59 at the Morning Report.